السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Mufti Sahib, I hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, siha, and Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless Appa and yourself with good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as for us and the ummah. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Safar, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 48, 49 and 50. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in these verses is highlighting the bounties, favors on the people who enter Jannah and Paradise, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness and joy, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Hence chapter 37 verse 48. وَعِنْدَهُمْ, and for the people of Jannah, قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ, they will be those beautiful damsels and women in Jannah. They will have big, big eyes and they will be lowering their gaze. Imagine that, they will be not looking around here and there. They will be so impressed with the people of Jannah who have entered there. Almighty Allah enhance their beauty, and both parties are just concentrating on one another. And remember that Jannah, Almighty Allah has removed all the jealousy, all the envy. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. So even if a person has 100 wives or 1,000 wives or 50 wives, whatever, so remember that there'll be no mutual jealousy, envy. Everybody will be living in peace, harmony, because we are the guest of Rahman and the guest of Almighty Allah. Now our wives who spend so much time with us here in this world as our beloved wives, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and now what happens to them? So they become the queens and they will be the greatest ladies there in Jannah. Our mother Umme Salama radiallahu anha, she asked Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be better? Will we be greater or the hoors, the beautiful damsels and women of Jannah? So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be better, the women of this world. Li salati kunna, wa li siyami kunna, wa li sadaqati kunna. Open Allama Qurtubi's work called At-Tadhkira. There also you will find this great incident mentioned there. وَعِنْدَهُمْ, so for the men there in Jannah, قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينُونَ, they will be these beautiful damsels who will be lowering their gazes and they'll have wide eyes, big eyes, and remember, something beyond our perception, comprehension. How will they be? Almighty Allah gives us an example. كَأَنَّهُنَّ, hence these ladies will be similar. Baydum maknoon, like you have an egg, and that egg is covered and concealed, so the whiteness, there's not a mark on it, and it is so soft and tender and so forth. So imagine today the women, majority of them Muslim, non-Muslim, when they show their beauty, it is not their natural beauty, it is their makeup, lipstick, dipstick, and Allah alone knows what else. Remember that. Here we're speaking about Almighty Allah will grant them that natural beauty, and the human being will never ever get tired of looking at her, seeing her. Yea, in this world we know that you can have the most beautiful wife, the most beautiful daughter, sometimes you will get tired of looking at them, because remember, without the makeup, without the lipstick, dipstick, and what have you, then that attraction is no more. And thereafter, فَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِهِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. You know, nowadays, we have what we call a family gathering reunion. I'm not saying it's permissible. Most of the time, the things that are happening there are not permissible. But yeah, I'm just giving you an example. And then we speak, and hours and hours pass by, and we're all in a happy mood, and everything is going so good. فَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِهِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. There in Jannah, in Paradise, in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, they will be facing one another, and they will be asking questions. How are you? How's your family? Anything you need, we can do for you. And whatever else, did you taste this? Did you taste that? So they will all be in the joyous prosperity. And the greatest thing is that it will be خَالِدِينَ فِي Abada. The joy, enjoyment is forever and eternal and permanent. Today people see the new moon and the crescent, then they want to go for honeymoon to Maldives or Mauritius, or they want to go to Malaysia or wherever. And thereafter what happens is we find that these people come back, the honey is also missing and the moon also is missing, and now all the fighting and rows and ructions start. There nothing of that. نَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتِ وَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا. The whores will be singing and the people will be yearning. They will say, we are forever happy. We will never ever be displeased. So imagine, Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Make dua for our marhumeen, our deceased, our shuhada, our martyrs in all parts of the world. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Ya Allah, accept their martyrdom. And ya Allah, grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, and those of us who are alive, keep us steadfast and let us pass away with Iman, and make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life. We leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we meet you. And then when we are in Jannah, then Allah will say, I still have one bounty to show you. They will say, Ya Allah, everything we just desire, it's there. No load shedding, no water shedding, no problems. Allah will say, no, you saw makhluk, you saw creation. Now you will see your khaliq, you will see your creator. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladzat an-nazari ila wajhikal kareem. We open Musnad Ahmad, you will find all these duas there. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of you that we have the ladza, the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance, of seeing you, Ya Allah. Then we should always say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan Nabiyyi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'ah, the safarish in Urdu, shafa'ah Arabic, the intercession in English of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. May Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala accept us all for his deen, make our khatima on Iman, and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That today's news views locally, nationally, internationally, on the 9th of Safar, Gaza genocide 313. Remember Badr 313? So today is day 313. So yesterday in a United Nations Security Council, heated debates and deliberations. So the Palestinian representative said that sanctions must be applied on Israel because it is targeting, remember, civilians and killing innocent people and so forth, which the whole world is witnessing and can see the genocide unfolding for more than 10 months. America, the biggest terrorist and harami and murderers on this earth, they murdered 1 million people there in Iraq only. Leave what they're doing now in Syria, Libya, what they did in Vietnam and other countries and so forth. So they said, no, there will be de-escalation. How the hell can you have de-escalation when you are sending more money, more planes, more arms, more ships and all that to the Middle East? As far as Iran goes, Iran a pakka, the Shias a pakka, kuffar, and they'll say Iran is going to attack, Always remember this. America, Israel, Iran are on one side. You must be an idiot and a fool if you can't understand that till now. And then, obviously, that you're Israeli, you must represent the terrorist Nazi and Hitler's child. He says no. This is the only argument they got, that Hamas is now hiding behind the civilians and so forth. But the whole world knows that Israel is a terrorist regime and an apartheid and a rogue regime. Ben-Gvir, the harami, the biggest terrorist nowadays, and is disgracing the Jews and Israel throughout the world, entered Al-Aqsa Masjid yesterday with 1,400 settlers. Remember, one settler, one bullet. Any one of them, if you put a bullet through them, Islamically you're 100% justified. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And the Palestinian Chronicle writes there were more than 2,000. So let's say that it's little with propaganda. So 1,400, 1,500 entered and desecrated Masjid al-Aqsa, our third holiest place. And Saudi Arabia, Egypt condemn it. Their condemnation of Saudi Arabia, Egypt is not worth the paper on which is written. You must always remember, as far as the Arab regimes go, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco and Emirates, all these are haramis and murtas and shaitans and oulad of Iblis, the children of Satan and Lucifer. One is public consumption, just to tell their people, the masses are see what we are saying. Internally, they're making cutting deals with Israel. You must be an idiot if you don't understand these things here. Fitch, you must remember that they are the ones who downgraded Israel's credit rating. And after S&P, Standard & Poor did the same few months ago. So Israel is being punished, Jutlas are being punished all round, punished economically, politically, militarily, socially, every way. The Jutlas, wherever they go, the people are cursing them, Muslim, non-Muslim, and so forth. That is what Almighty Allah said, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will appoint again the Jutlas and the Jews, those people who will punish them, a terrible punishment, whether it's Muslims, whether it's non-Muslims, whether it's atheists or whoever else. Nobody can save them. No America, no Europe, nobody. IDF is deliberately targeting the civilians in Gaza, there where they murdered and martyred more than 100 people. The timing was that to kill the maximum amount of civilians. That is Israel, the khabis, the most impure and napak and immoral people on this earth. Everyone in uniform, everyone supporting Israel, there in Israel is a legitimate target as far as Islam goes. Look at this incident. A father went to collect the ID cards of his twins, and when he comes back, the Israelis murdered them, the twins and innocent babies and children. Therefore, we call them the baby killers and baby murderers. What do you expect of a nation who murdered prophets and messengers? What do you expect of a nation who Almighty Allah states in chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah made some of them into swines and pigs, and that's what they are. And Allah made some of them into monkeys, and that is physically, literally, not allegorically and figuratively. If you don't believe in that, you're out of fold of Islam. So Islam, listen to what the Haaretz newspaper writes. This is from the horse's mouth, as you say. Israeli settler violence in the West Bank is the rule, it's not the exception. So they cause, they provoke the Muslims, provoke the Palestinians, and then they will play victim. This is an old tactic of theirs, remember that. EU members are importing more and more oil, gas, and what have you from Russia. From Russia with love, as they say. India also is on the bandwagon, $1.2 billion nuclear deal. They now discussing, negotiating with Russia. Whether we like Modi or not, whether we like the BJP or not, obviously as Muslims we hate them. But we must not hate a nation so much that we don't speak the truth. Quran says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. So the hatred of a people, whether it's Jews, Hindus, anybody, if there is a good quality in them, you must mention it. This you have to give Modi and the BJP some credit. That the ties they have built up with Putin, they have left many, many other countries far, far behind. And it's a good move, let me tell you that, because America are haramis, they will use you and then they will drop you as Hasina and see what happened to her there of Bangladesh and so forth. Putin supports Palestine and he's busy to support Iran, support all the proxies of Iran and support those who are anti-America, anti-Israel. But Putin knows how to do it. He's an old hand in this. So remember that Australia to ban gambling advertisement. They say the people are losing billions and billions of dollars in gambling, so we can't be promoting, advertising this. So that's a good move. We told you gambling is totally haram. Boris Johnson, the guy who impregnated more than 5 or 6 ladies, they can't look after their rifles. Look at Donald Trump's hair. Look at Boris Johnson's hair. And then remember, both haramis cannot control their rifles. They can't remember how many women they slept with and how many they impregnated or raped. So remember that Boris Johnson wants to be the editor-in-chief of the Telegraph newspaper. Red, I wonder what will happen to it. He'll have more women articles there. 5 people killed in Turkey, and that is a very, very sad incident. You know, just to kill people, Islam does not allow that. APAC is panicking mood and desperate now. Why? The American public is understanding that APAC is giving money to their politicians who are majority prostitutes and prostitutes and so forth, and that is why they give billions and billions to America, to Israel from the American side, and they cannot even meet their bills, their medical bills, their insurance bills, and their food bills and so forth. Go see American public. Some of them don't have houses. They just lay. You think you in, you know, South Africa or some third world country or so forth. Don't just think you look at Hollywood and everybody's a multi-billionaire, millionaire. So many people don't have jobs. So the American public is waking up to the reality. APEC and the Jutlas are their biggest enemies. And now the people are waking up. All these parties we have, the Democratic Party, Republican Party, all haram and all shaitan, they all are servants and slaves of Israel. Pakistan has announced something great for you South Africans, and we should promote people to go to Pakistan. They are wonderful places. I spent almost 7 years there, so we know what we are talking. Pakistan has changed, remember, its visa laws. Pakistan is allowing free visa, free, you don't have to pay anything, for 126 countries now. You just fill in one form, in 5-10 minutes it will be done, and you will get your free visa, tourist visa, business visa. and you can enter Pakistan effective from today. So that is very good news. You want to go Karachi, you want to go Lahore, you want to go Islamabad, you want to go to Mari, Swat, all these are beautiful places to go. And remember, they are nuclear, the only Muslim country that is nuclear. But the politicians are corrupt to the core. There's no doubt about that. So, but anyway, we hope and pray Pakistan can stabilize, and inshallah, Imran Khan must be released, and there must be free and fair elections. Mpox, so they feel shy to call it monkeypox because they make the people monkeys and donkeys. So Mpox, health emergency in Africa. Now look at this, all of you. The white man is a harami. That is something you must know when you look at their history. What do we mean that they are harami? The white men, majority of them are racist, and always they want control. You see, United Nations. Which Arab country got veto? Which African country got veto? So nobody got veto there. So remember, it's the whiteies, and then they brought in China and so forth. So anyway, so what has happened is, Africa is always their testing ground. So they will tell you, Mpox is spreading in Congo and is spreading here and there. The same replay of the COVID. I told you, you bunch of idiots and fools, and the doctors, Muslim, non-Muslims, who are promoting that plandemic and scamdemic just to make money and sell your iman in the process, close the mosque and close the churches and what. Therefore, they are so disgraced, all these scholars for dollars, that people don't invite them, people don't read salat behind them. And my fatwa, I told you 100 times to read salat behind them. Yesterday also I sent out something, to read salat behind Shia sympathizers is not permissible. And to read salat behind those people who went to court to close our masajid, and you still support them, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should hang your heads in shame. So this is a replay. They want global control. Washington will run the politics, and Israel will be the capital of the new world order. Therefore, Europe, America, all jumping to defend Israel. Israel is a liability for them. And imagine, shame on America, Europe. They can't defeat 10,000 people, Hamas. Yahya Sinwar, our leader. Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Rahimahullah, a shaheed, our leader. Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, a shaheed, our leader. Ismail Haniya, our leader. The Hafiz Ismail Haniya. So you can't even defeat them, and you got all the countries, your coalition, majority of them. Shame on you. But that is Quwwat-e Imani, the power of Iman. We reject this Mpox and monkeypox, and the donkeys are only promoting it. You must be a donkey yourself to believe in it. Indian doctors on strike after the murder of one of the medics. So in India, a lot of tensions there. Some hospitals have closed, clinics and so forth. Listen to Israel. When I tell you that they are the worst scum on this earth, this is in a Haaretz newspaper. Protesters say, some protesters, Jutlas, Jews, cursed nation, they marching and they say it's right, it's correct, that their army and whoever have the right to rape the Palestinian prisoners there. You can rape them, and they're saying it's justified and it's correct. Which nation does this? Only the scumbags, remember that, a cursed nation. And where are you, South African Zionist Federation? Why you don't speak about that? Where are you, the deputies of the Jews and so forth? Because all of you, remember, are being punished by Almighty Allah, and all of you are a cursed nation. Once you agree with the murder of prophets and messengers, once you agree with the baby killers, once you agree that apartheid Israel must continue, then remember, you also cursed. Russia, Putin, our leader. I like Putin. Whether you like, don't like, is your business. 900 days. From that 900 days, 850 days in favor of Russia, 50 days in favor of Ukraine. Putin giving them a good threshing and a good hiding. Well done, Putin. Now Ukraine, they covered some land. They already going and going backwards now, retrogressing and withdrawing. They say, no, no, we don't want to stay here, we will go back to Ukraine, because they know now Russia is going to open up much more your fronts for them. So Ukraine defeated, Israel defeated, America defeated, and the opposition wins, Hamas wins, Putin wins, we support them, alhamdulillah. Now let us give you our South African news. Can you believe this? A small group of Hindus here in South Africa are demanding that the Bangladesh embassy must be closed down. Why? They say they are harassing, intimidating the Hindus there in Bangladesh. What is your Modi government and BJP doing for the past 15 years there in India? Are they not raping the Muslim woman? Are they not killing the Muslims? Are they not burning and destroying our mosque and so forth? A shame to the Hindu religion, how they have, remember, tarnished it. It's supposed to be a peaceful religion, but in the name of Hindutva, they told the Muslims, say that you become Hindu, otherwise Jao Jao Pakistan, Jao Jao Kabristan. Openly, nothing hidden. That is the agenda of the RSS and the BJP and Modi, the Harami, and the war criminal, one should call him, of what he did in Gujarat. Remember that, the butcher of Gujarat. America banned him for 10 years, but once he became the prime minister, then everything changes, obviously. America, the bigger shaitan also. So remember that, you Hindu group, I'm addressing you, if you want the Bangladesh to close, then you will have to close the Indian embassy, for there are atrocities against the Muslims there, against the Sikhs there, against the Christians there in India. So think what you are doing. KZN Premier, listen to this. South Africa, I told you, they're running a circus. And we got 400 comedians in Parliament, remember that. Alibaba had 40 thieves. We got more than 4,000 thieves today, politicians. KZN Premier allocates 77.5 million rands for the king, the Zulu king. 77.5. You listening, Al Ansar listeners? And then on the same breath, they will say, South Africa is one of the most unequal societies in the world, where you have the extreme rich, you have the middle class, and you have people in squalor and poverty. Zuma and MK, I don't accept this. I reject this, what you are saying. They say what 77.5 million must be given to the king. Everything must be increased 100%. But whose king is he? Who or who elected him? So why must we as a South African pay, taxpayer pay for them? So remember this, you see, under the Boer and the Burkis and apartheid also, they played, they knew what they were doing, Farhud, Foster, Botha, all of them, the Klerk, that they went to those traditional leaders, we will give you so much money, and you must just keep your people under control, we don't want riots and so forth. Now, these parties here, they give them money, so they will tell their subjects, that you must vote for the ANC, you must vote for the IFP, you must vote for this one, vote for this one. We are the jokers, we the public in South Africa, they're making us fools. Woolworths 20 billion rand blunder. They bought a company, David Jones, or what, invested in it or whatever. And then they sold it, and remember, they lost 20 billion rand. So I told you, we must boycott McDonald's. We must boycott KFC. We must boycott Woolworths. We must boycott Starbucks. All these American and Jewish interests, boycott them. We have the numbers, strangle them economically, and dance a lipopa dance, then you will see what happens. Riza Saluji, mashallah, the body was found. Inna lillahi, what a good youngster. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Becoming half his, 18 years old. And you know that they found his body yesterday. Allah Ta'ala give the bereaved family, his parents and family, sabre jameel. He passed away a shaheed, al-ghariqu shaheedun, when a person drowns. He read Fajr Salat also, a Jamaat, he was the Imam. Zuhur Salat also. And then on Sunday, 3 o'clock, you know, something happened. Allah alone knows all the details, but we have to make dua. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus and all the people who are shuhada and passed away with iman. So Allah make easy for the family. Before, his father left him there by his friend's place, and then he came to meet his father, hugged him, kissed him. Did you do that, my son? Did you do that, my daughter, yesterday? Before you slept, you went to your father, mother, kissed them. Very few Muslims do this. Well done, Riza. So inshallah, Allah will be Riza with you. Allah will be pleased with you. And extensive rains in Cape Town. Remember what they get in months, they got in days now. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for us. Today is Wednesday, so 8:30 to 9 Mufti Farhan Karani, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, then Tafsir between 1 and 2, and in the afternoon duas are accepted between Zohar and Asr. So make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, make dua for Gaza and Palestine. Allah decimate and destroy the apartheid regime and America and its coalition. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Saab, if someone is on Hajj, can they enter Masjid al-Aqsa complex without setting foot in the Masjid, or are they not allowed to enter the whole complex?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, we should understand that what is Masjid al-Aqsa. When you go to Palestine, you go to Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, then you will see Aqsa and you will see the Golden Dome, which is the pride of Palestine, and the whole world can see it belongs to Muslims, not to Ben Gvir or his father or mother, or to Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, or any Jutla for that matter. Any Jutla enters there is a legitimate target. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So remember that it is 36 acres, the whole Masjid al-Aqsa, the big walls you see there, so that entire complex is Aqsa. For you, my daughter, my sister, to go inside there in the state of Hajj and menses, totally haram. And that is for all the masajid and mosque in the world. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, entered Makkah Mukarramah in the 10th year of the Hijrah, on the 4th of Zulhijjah, with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just before that, in the place called Sarif, and that is where our mother Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried, her menses started. So she made intention, remember, of the Tamattu Hajj, and she's going to perform Umrah first, then cut her hair, then Hajj time she will go and make another niyat and ihram and intention for Hajj. But now she's in menses. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, wait and see what happens. Now the days of Hajj started, and then she made fasakh, she cancelled and abrogated that intention for Umrah and perform Ifrad Hajj. And after that she made Umrah on the night of the 14th with the brother Abdul Rahman. So the biggest lesson we deduce from here is a lady who is haiza in haiz cannot enter any masjid when she is in a menses. Totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, kindly advise if there is any basis in it being said not to take major decisions or travel during the first 14 days of Safar.
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the exclusive rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter number 21 in the 17 supara, 17 juz, chapter 21 verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So remember, the Master alayhi salam came and abolished this pagan belief, the belief of Jahiliyyah, that Safar is an unlucky month, is a month that a lot of calamities and musibat comes, and therefore the Master alayhi salatu salam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La Safara, there is no bad luck, there is no bad omen, there is nothing in this Islam like that. Time is a container, is a cup, is a glass. You can pour zamzam inside, you can pour alcohol inside. So to say that the 14th of Safar or the first half of Safar is bad and we mustn't get married, all that is all haram, we can't believe in that. The Master alayhi salatu salam came to abolish and demolish this pagan beliefs.
Mufti Saab, my Islamic teacher in the past humiliated me, almost made me cry in front of everyone. I still cannot stop thinking how she treated me. Please advise.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Man allamani harfan fawa mawlaya, that whosoever taught me one word becomes my master. So let us look at it holistically. I became Hafiz, right? By Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. So you became Hafiz. You learn Quran, you learn Hadith, all that. So now the person, teacher, the Appa, the Muallima, your Ustad, male, they taught you 80, 90 good things. One, two times they humiliated you. That also for your good. That also to teach you discipline and so forth. If you got any common sense, but nowadays common sense is no more common also. So you, oh daughter, you should go to your Appa and go kiss her hands and tell her, forgive me for my, you understand, pride and arrogance and ignorance and so forth. If your Appa, Muallima, teacher is far, then remember, contact them via email, your WhatsApp, phone them, speak to them. If you want success in this earth, on this earth, then remember you will only get it Islamically. If Allah is happy with you and pleased with you, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pleased with you, your parents are happy and your teachers are happy. Otherwise you will never make it, remember that. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. That the teacher taught you, and then, you know, you have an example the ulama gave. There was a small little puppy we brought, like the Israelis, Jutlas. When they came there to Palestine, they were squatters and settlers, and now they want to rule everybody there. Therefore, we have to, it's our duty, that we must fight them and destroy them. It's compulsory upon a Muslim to do that. So you became the puppy figuratively. Now you want to become the bulldog and the Alsatian and tell the teacher, go to hell. So that's not right Islamically. Even if the teacher gave you hiding, even if they humiliated you, Islamically you don't have the right to do that. So he's your muhsin, he did you a favor. Therefore we go to our teachers. Tonight I will go to my beloved teacher after Asr, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. He taught me in 74, 50 years ago. But we must never forget, when we go Durban, then we go to our honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, we go Binoni Qari Jibai, is there Mahmud Jibai by Hafidahullah wa Shafa, Allah give him Shifa. So we must never ever forget our teachers who even taught us Alif Ba Ta Tha, Alif Ba Ta Tha, even if they humiliated us. Is shaitaniyat that, sister and daughter? You must learn jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. That whosoever has a magnanimous heart, you learn to forgive, Allah will elevate you also.
Mufti Sahib, great scholars like Sheikh Sabuni Rahmatullah Ali and others use photography to spread their message. So is photography a valid difference of opinion?
You see, when people want something, then they always will ask a question. You call it a loaded question. Now let me tell you about Sheikh Sabuni, because you don't know him, right? So when I was walking one day from the Haram Sharif, Makkah, and we were going, he told me, Ta'al Ma'i Abdul Qadir. So he told me, come, we're going for a lecture and so forth. So I told him, Sheikh, what you say? Hada Ra'i, this is my Ra'i, my opinion. Hada Baytullah, this is Baytullah. And that palace there, which was built in the time of Fahd, I said, Hada Baytul Shaitan. He said, Uwafikuka fi hadhil qadiyya. 100% you said right. That is Baytul Shaitan. You must remember the palace there, you know, there opposite there. We stayed there also and all that. Anyway, then we were going. So he was in front and I was on his side a little bit. You know, we must show respect to our beloved teacher. So we passed one big TV. So he said, Hada wad Dajjal. He said, this is Dajjal. He told me himself. He said, Shuf, ay aynun wahida. It's one eye there. So I said, Sheikh, that is right what you are saying, you know. So he called the TV Dajjal. Okay? Then you must remember that you go read his book. And his book is called Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran. Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran. You ask for one, I give you one bonus. For these women who today say, no, this Maulana and this Sheikh and this Mufti say we don't have to cover our face and that. He wrote an excellent treatise and an excellent article there. Bid'a tu kashfil wajhi. It's haram for the ladies to expose their beauty and face and so forth. And then regarding the ayat, they ya alwaluna lahu ma yasha'u min tamasil, all that ayat there of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So he got the ahkamul photographiyah. What's the name of it? The article? I'm giving you the reference, everything. So go read the Ahkamul Photographia, and he wrote there is haram and so forth. If he posed for photos and pictures and whatever, he came on TV and so forth. So remember, that was his own weakness, and ghafarahullah, Allah Ta'ala forgive him. We all commit sins, we all have weaknesses. But his fatwa, if you want, go read there in Rawa'iul Bayan, fi Ahkamil Quran, and he refuted the arguments of those who said it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is ihram with Velcro permissible? The Velcro is stitched onto the ihram cloth.
When it's written in the books of Hajj and Umrah and pilgrimage that you, the man, must not wear stitched clothes, it doesn't mean literally stitching. It means that those clothes that are your normal clothes. You, the man, can't wear underwear and jockey. You can't wear your trouser and izar. You can't wear shirt and kurta. You can't wear a suit and a jacket and so forth. That is what is meant. It don't mean that stitching. So to wear the belt is totally, you just wear ordinary belt you wear with your trousers. So permissible in ihram. You put on that Velcro, all that, totally permissible. And anything you, me and you, mostly, we wear nara. You know, nara, our string. That's very nice, because why? We can adjust it all the time. We go over 100 kilos, the nara works. We come 60 kilos, the nara works. So it's adjustable, you see. So the nara is a top thing, you must remember. My mother, Allah Ta'ala bless her, grant the Jannat al-Firdaus. I must say this in the ending. So when I left South Africa, you understand, 1974 in the beginning, she made 3-4 trousers for me with the elastic, you know. So when it came back from the dhobi, from the laundry person, so you will think that it came back from Afghanistan, the Taliban. From one side to the other side, they made it about 3 feet, you understood? So like 1 meter long, they made it. I said, what you guys did? So then they said, no, you can't wear trousers with elastic here. Yeah? You must wear trousers with lingo, with a nara there, with a string there. Just put a string. Story time. So now we are in Arafat. This one cousin of mine, his Velcro, they broke. Now what? You understand? Now we're in Arafat. Now where are you going to look? So one cousin was a sharpshooter. So he went to the tent. He found that rope there, that extra. He just took a scissor or a knife. Yeah, he took a knife and he just cut it. He said, bah, put this rope on. There we sorted out your ihram. So you must become a sharpshooter. You must just wear nara. 100% adjustable, you must remember. No problem. The string we wear, you know, very nice it is. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Sahib, is there a time limit after nikah when one can do a walima? Example, having a walima the following weekend.
Not
also, is giving the money to feed madrasa children as a walima acceptable?
3 questions here. When is walima sunnat? Husband, wife, they met up, meaning that you got married today, or registered yesterday, you got married yesterday, so you spend the night together, husband and wife, so now today you have walima, that is sunnah. Logistical reasons, you can't have it the next day, so tell the husband, wife, after the nikah, the husband, wife now, tell them to go in privacy, in khalwa, to have, you understand, intercourse is the last course. So that is, you must remember, not necessary or a prerequisite and a condition for the walima to consummate the marriage. They must just meet in privacy. So give them their 15, 20 minutes, half an hour. After that, you have walima. So that also is permissible on the same day. To delay it for 1 week and 2 weeks and 10 days, that is not walima. That is ordinary da'wat. So if you want to have walima, then 90% people just show off and so forth. So very good idea that after the nikah and after the boy and girl, groom and bride, husband, wife meet, then just send the food to the madrasa, the orphanage, to the poor people. That is very good indeed. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.